This is Torah. Every day. This week is Klezmer Week on Torah 101. Klezmer was the Jewish music of Europe, Eastern Europe, Central Europe. As the Jews found themselves in yet a new culture and a new environment with new instruments for music, they took their ancient melodies and chord progressions and brought it into the modern culture, called a klezmer, the mixture of the ancient sounds with modern instruments at that time. Let me know what you think of the music, what you would like to hear more of, or any questions that you have about the study. You can email me through our website, Torah101Daily.com. The Book of Deuteronomy, Devarim, Chapter 1, verse 12. But you are burdensome, bothersome, and quarrelsome. How can I bear it by myself alone? Remember, Moshe is recounting to the people what he had told them previously, years ago, speaking of the blessing that they would be to the world. But, verse 12, he explains the reality of trying to govern the people of Israel. And he's recalling to them how in verse 13 he said, pick for yourselves from each of your tribes men who are wise, understanding, and knowledgeable, and I will make them heads over you. You answered me, that is, back then, years before, you answered me what you have said would be a good thing for us to do. Moshe continues on, verse 15, so I took the heads of your tribes, men wise and knowledgeable, and made them heads over you, leaders in charge of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and officers, tribe by tribe. Notice the requirements for the heads of the tribes. Moshe picked men who were wise and knowledgeable, or wise with understanding is what that means. The ancient rabbis discussed this difference between wise men and understanding men. Rabbi Yose said, a wise man is like a rich money changer. When people bring him coins to examine, he examines them. When they do not bring money to him, he sits doing nothing. An understanding man, however, is like a merchant money changer. When they bring him money to examine, he examines it. And when they do not bring it to him, he goes out and brings his own money or his own business. He does not wait for people to come to him. He goes to them. So it seems that wisdom and being knowledgeable are good when they're combined together. Having the knowledge is wisdom, but using it and being industrious is what it means to have understanding. Verse 16, at that time I commissioned your judges. Hear the cases that arise between your brothers and judge fairly between a man and his brother and the foreigner who is with him. You are not to show favoritism when judging, but give equal attention to the small and to the great, no matter how a person presents himself. Don't be afraid of him, because the decision is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring it to me and I will hear it. So regardless of how a man is dressed, or how unimportant, whether it be a vagabond or a wealthy merchant, there's to be no fear. And the tendency is to fear when a person of high reputation stands before us. Don't fear. Give equal attention. The Talmud speaks of this, hearing the small and the great alike. It said that this teaches us that a judge must treat a lawsuit involving the smallest coin in circulation as of the same importance as one involving 2 million times the value. And the Gemara deduced from this rule that a judge must hear cases in the order that they were brought, even if a case involving a lesser value was brought first. Now here is another contribution we see from Adonai to the Jewish people, but then ultimately from the Jewish people to the rest of civilization. Fairness, equity, equality in judgment, in the courts, in making decisions. Remember, Yeshua would say that justice, mercy, and faith are the more important, the weightier matters of the Torah. People are often completely oblivious to the fact that the Jewish people have contributed such important foundations to the way that we live, or should live. Honesty, integrity. These are all coming directly from Adonai to the Jewish people, to the rest of the world. Verse 19, so we left Horeb and went through all that vast and fearsome desert which you saw on the way to the hill country of the Amorite, as Adonai our God ordered us, and we arrived at Kadesh Barnea. There I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorite, which Adonai our God is giving to us. Look, Adonai your God has placed the land before you. Go up, take possession, as Adonai, the God of your ancestors, has told you. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. No fear in dealing with people. No fear in appropriating what God has given. It's all about trusting that God is God and has the best for us. More to come on Torah 101 Daily.